And we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys, Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 16, Nashville, Tennessee, Episode 4. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. I know you had about 30 minutes to get that together, so.
I know. I've been just sitting here practicing the whole time, just waiting. And I was like, well, I was about to come on like by myself and be like, you ever heard one person having crazy conversations?
By themselves? Because the other person.
I am that person. I've been having crazy conversations with myself since college. Like, I was about to do that, but I was like, I can't go on this. I can't start this show without him. I was about to be like, what's his name from the Five Heartbeats? I know all his parts. I could do this.
Nights like this, I wish rain would fall. All right. Well, look, I apologize. Okay, we're here. Let's get it rolling. No need to even mess around. Let's get this thing started. We got Shaq and Kirsten, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that they're doomed, but it almost feels like they are from the very beginning, right? I mean, we kind of said this when they first put them together. You know, she said she didn't want a bald-headed man. They gave her a bald-headed man, and just feels like she's still mad at the experts. And poor Shaq, he's going to get all of it.
I think this is doomed to fail. I've said that before. I like when he asked her, you know, so, you know, how do you feel? She's like, it's a lot. That's what you want to hear when you with somebody. Hey, so how's our first date been? Woo, it's mm-hmm. a lot. I don't see that working well. And then she still won't kiss him after he asked.
Look, we knew the asking wasn't the issue, right? And it's interesting because I know there were people who had stuff to say last week and like, well, why don't y'all watch the after party? Well, we don't because of the time that we actually come on and do it, right? And on the after party, he said that he didn't, but because her bridesmaids kind of told him that he wanted to ask, then he asked. But I'm with her on this, though. He waited till they were in the room together, alone, before, can I give you a kiss? No. All this time, you didn't ask, but it's bad because they kind of set him up for failure because they should have known that by then it was still too late to ask. She wanted that ask in the very beginning, and because she didn't get that, it's like, and she's using that as an excuse. Let's be real. She just didn't want to kiss him regardless.
He could have asked at the altar and said, pretty please with sugar on top. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going to happen. Right. You know, but what I don't understand is she could have at least pecked him. How many of these 8-inch dudes has she been with that never put a ring on it? You have this guy who actually married you in front of your family, his family. You can't even give him a peck? Mm-hmm. Come on.
But, you know, Dallas Boss 88 says, I think Kirsten is picking up on his mannerisms. He'll leave that man's mannerisms alone.
Yeah. He is delivered.
With a capital T on the end. I just still fault him for this. Still waiting till you're in, even if without everything else, waiting till they're in the room to ask for that kiss was just, I think that was a little too late. You know, it's like, that's a bit much. That's a bit much. He could have asked, but they were sitting at the table and people are clanking the glasses and she's trying to play it off. Just ask. And then now you know, I just got to wait till the moment because wait until they get to the room. There's already the pressure of, do we do anything tonight? He should have known the answer was no. You weren't going to get a kiss.
No, I agree to disagree with you respectfully. Mm-hmm. He asked for the kiss. You're married, you're in the room, you're not in front of all those people. I get it. She's not attracted to him. Mm-hmm. Don't kiss him. I'm not saying she should have kissed him anyway. Like, well, I guess I will. I don't think she should have, but she's not attracted to him. But here's what I thought was interesting about their conversations after they met with the family. Because meeting with the family to me didn't seem like it was that big a deal, except for Kirsten's friends grilling the shit out of Shaq. But I think they both have to work on being vulnerable with each other, because he needs to tell her, hey, when you don't kiss me, I don't feel beautiful. Whatever he needs to say.
But like, considering she doesn't like to brush her teeth at night, he might have got off, right? With not the kids, like, you know, you're right. I'll wait till tomorrow morning. Funky breath, Kirsten. The fact that she doesn't like to brush her teeth before she goes to bed, you know, whoo.
Coming in with a hot mouth.
And here's the funny thing. So the next morning, she felt the need to tell us that they did not have sex. We know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we all figured out. Yeah. Stevie Wonder saw y'all didn't do it. We get it. We totally get it.
They get together the next day, you know, like you said, meeting with the families and with Kirsten, the bitter bunch, you know, I got to call her crew that, the bitter bunch, because that's what they come off as. To me, it's not like they come off as tight friends, you know, looking out for their girl. They're coming off as like, just bitter, like, yo, ease up on the man. Well, we don't know you, so we know. Of course you don't. Hell, she don't know him. They right. just met. We right. know that.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if I'm dating someone, I'm dating her. I'm not dating her friends. Exactly. And I don't care if your friends love me or not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to treat you with respect and do all those good things. But I'm not here to try to get your friends won over. Mm-hmm. They come at him as like, you got to sell yourself to us.
No, I don't.
You know, make us like you. And it's like, he doesn't have to. But I think they also know Kirsten don't like him. Yeah. So maybe they're just trying to like put more pressure and be like, dude, you should go ahead and exit. Money ain't worth it.
Now, maybe that is the case, because in the real perspective of it, it's like, why should he try to force them to like him? Because if that's the case, now they're going to start trying to hit on him. Now I've just broken up this friendship.
Maybe they'll break them up, but they could all be friends. All four of them can go shopping together and hang out. But he's in trouble. And I think he needs to look at leaving. But how did you feel about this whole, we can't go to the honeymoon right away. I have to go to Jackson, Mississippi.
Yo, she seems so upset about this one day detour. Like, you were so anxious to get to the honeymoon with him. You just wanted to go to Jamaica. You're like, you know, wait, I don't get to show off. I don't get to show off all of this on the beach with everybody. I mean, it felt selfish on her part. It wasn't even about, oh, that's good because of this. As much as the experts try to highlight the fact that, oh, well, she's, you know, great about education and it's a priority for her. This is what this is, and I get it, the honeymoon, but it's one day. He didn't say we have to go spend a week in Jackson, Mississippi. I'd probably cry then too, but I get it. In this case, it's one day.
Okay, so it's one day. I get that. Now, he knew he was going on the show.
Yes.
You could try to reschedule this or something. He could, if he exhausted every avenue, which he could have, they just didn't show us that on the show. I get it. Mm-hmm. Also, right after the wedding, when they're at the reception, he should have been like, hey, let me holler at you for a couple ticks. So tomorrow. Here's the deal. And maybe he told her before he said it on camera, which I'm sure he probably did. I would hope he did.
Right.
But still, I don't blame her for being upset. Yeah, she wants to go have hot girl summer in Jamaica, but I don't blame her. Like, I wouldn't want to go to Jackson.
Hot married girl, though, remember, she's still going with the ring.
And nothing negative against Jackson, Mississippi. Y'all racist. But nothing negative against Jackson, Mississippi. But I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't want to go from this wedding to Jackson, Mississippi. So
it's... But the story that's there for what's there for the future, for what you said, what you told the experts was so important to you. You told them this, okay? These things don't move themselves.
They don't, but this is all adding to the reason that she's not going to say yes on decision day.
What do you think of this here? Because Ms. Frazier says, I think Shaq is aware that she's not interested. He's not stupid. He just plays the tambourine. Okay, I see with the Chris Rock reference. I like that right there. I like that.
I don't know about that, Ms. Frazier, because no, he's a smart, intelligent man. I don't think he's stupid. Mm-hmm. But he also believes that God showed him the billboards and the signs for the show and that this was preordained.
I knew he lost you then. So
he has that in his head, like this was meant to be. So he's going to keep trying and she's going to keep rejecting him.
You know what happened was he missed another sign because God told him to ask her for a damn kiss at the altar. He said, "My child, listen here, son." And he stopped. He was like, he was mesmerized by her beauty. Remember, he said, "God knew he was doing what he made you." And he said, "Yes, and I gave you the instruction manual. Ask her for a kiss."
maybe he didn't get it.
Apparently
he,
not.
He didn't get the message right away, but it may not come when you want it, but it was right on time when he was in the room and she's in his lap. "Can I have a kiss?"
See, if no. The instruction manual is there, right? It's like what my grandfather used to say, when all else fails, read the instructions. That was that was Shaq. He didn't read the instructions till it was too late, because even like Dallas Boss 88 says, even Alyssa kissed Chris. She could have kissed him, but also he could have asked. So, you know,
yeah,
that's still on him. I still got to put that on him. But as we move on to our next couple, McKinley and Dominique.
So, still a cute couple. Mm-hmm. And I made the note when they were getting ready for bed. I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if they consummated the first night.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Apparently they didn't, but I would have been surprised if they did. But, you know, this whole relationship, it's so weird because Dominique, you want to root for, because she's just a beautiful girl, smart, you know, all these positive things about her. And I'm liking McKinley. The more I get a chance to get to know him, I like this cat. And so you want them to do well, but you're just watching it going, this is not going to work.
Right.
This is not going to work at all.
You know, the thing that I noticed about this was in the very beginning, they said that, you know, Dominique was, oh, she's go with the flow. And I'm like, yeah, of course she is. She's 25. Who wasn't go with the flow at 25? Won't we all go with the flow? What? Let's do this. Okay. Because weren't we all invincible then? I mean, you know, my question, though, is did you believe Dominique when she said she can cook?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe any woman with thick thighs can cook. I do. I mean, she's beautiful. She has thick thighs, though. But anybody with some thickness, they can cook. I've never met somebody who was thick that couldn't cook. But does that? This is what happens when you make me drink for 30 extra minutes before we start before we go live.
Oh, so what do you think of the fact that she's saying she wants a country boy? He's obviously not one. I don't think. I think this is going to be the big problem for them at some point or another.
Well, she didn't say she wants a country boy. She said that she's a country girl, mm-hmm. and she wants to. Wants a guy that's going to go fishing, hunting, and cut catfish and all that stuff with her.
Not a country boy?
But she wants someone to go with her. Doesn't mean they're a country boy. She just wants someone to go with her. I don't think that's his jam, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of play out. And again, you know that 25-year-old-ish is going to pop up sooner than later. It's going to happen, right? Yep. And I know we made a lot of comments about the reaction that his mom had to the marriage. And, of course, some of that was on the after party last week. And you get to see when he even said, no, of course, that's not a problem. I don't know if you noted that he said this, right? But remember, he goes, I've had friends of all races.
My best friend's black.
How many times have we heard this before? And Keisha Knight pulling him, let him off the hook. They are who we thought they were, and we let him off the hook. Because, yes, I know he went with the whole thing. Hey, mom decided to do this. And that's probably, she's like, well, what if they give you, I'm just not going to let her off the hook that easy. I'm not saying she's racist. I'm just not going to let her off the hook that easy. Okay? Some of those looks may still be on the simple fact of, so you're saying my grandkids are not going to need to go out in the sun to have a tan.
You know, he admitted that he's gone on some dates with some black women that just didn't pan out. Mm-hmm. I get it. I can relate. But what I'm saying is that but
McTerrell.
When you look at the family's interactions, I feel like, honestly, I feel like Dominique's family has more of concern of the difference in race issue than McKinley's. I think McKinley's family is just concerned in general. Mm-hmm. It's like, you married a 25-year-old stranger, she seems nice, but we're doubtful. And that's what her mom, who's the matriarch of the group, she's just like not seeing it.
Right. You know, funny thing is, look here. Nikki B says, my Duke seems racist AF. I want to call her racist, but I'm just going to say she's got, there's some tendencies in there. There's certain looks that you see and you just go.
Could be. I don't think that the mom is racist. I just think the mom is just in her mind. I think a mom knows her son and mm-hmm. knows her daughter. Mm-hmm. And she knows, can this guy marry a woman that he's never met before and make this work after going through a relationship where he got broken up with, not so much via text message, through a picture of a wedding ring on the finger of the woman he was with, who says, hey, I got engaged. So I think she just knows that her son is not built for this.
They can be a little ruthless in the Midwest. I mean, now the grits, you know, girls raised in the South, some can be ruthless too, but at the same time, he probably has a better chance than this. So, you know, I mean, the funny thing is when she's like, well, you know, what if he wanted you to move back to Michigan? No. That was the nicest no I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah, she's like, my mom is an hour and a half away now, and you guys are really far.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't care that he's far from y'all. I just don't need to be that far away from my mom. Pretty much is what she was saying. I like this one here. Naomi said, tuning in late, but immediately thought of Tara when Don said Salmon.
Did she?
I missed it too.
I must admit, she said something about a peppered almond salmon, and I was too focused on peppered almond. I'm like, I'm interested. You know, what is this? What does this look like? But what do you think of this one? I just had to call out this comment here. Mm-hmm. You got and if I said it wrong, I apologize. But Yeezy, mm-hmm. Mac's mom will now have other opinions upon finding out that Dom's mom signed her up.
Yeah,
you know. Her face kind of lit up, and like mine would too.
Because one, you're 25 and your mom signed you up. Okay. So did you even really want to do this? You know, I mean, that's the automatic, regardless. If I'm Mac, I should be thinking this too. Like, well, did you really want to do it? Because your mom signed you. Is this a dare? Did she offer you $50,000? Are we going to split that? You know, what do we need to do here? How do we get this? Is it inheritance that we got to do? You got to be married by the time you're 26. This is Brewster's Millions. What yeah. do we need to do here?
I don't know, but I think she's going with the flow because she loves her mom and her mom wants her to do this process. But is mm-hmm. she all geeked out about, I really want to do this? I've never gotten that vibe from the beginning.
Very true. Before we roll on to the next couple, I Love My Brown Skin says, thick thighs do save lives.
And they usually can cook.
Apparently so.
Apparently my cousin feels like there's people in NOLA uh-huh. that are thick and can't cook. I haven't dated any of them. I can't speak to that.
all the ones you know can cook.
Well, I don't date women from Louisiana, but... She's going to be pissed I said that. My mom hates when I say that, but I'm sorry. I just don't.
Why? Is it because? Never mind. Okay, let's just move on.
Don't even worry about it.
Let's just move on. Eris and Jasmine. Because there's so many ways this could go wrong. Somebody will sprinkle some dust on their computer. This broadcast is over.
Love you, fam. Love you.
Oh, man. So I'm surprised when they got to the room. And probably Eris was too. He's probably like, oh crap, is there going to be a kettle in the room? Just because heard her 42 dogs. They probably coming on the honeymoon too. When we get to Jamaica, guess who's here?
You know, I am just not an Eris fan. And here's what, there's a lot of reasons why. But tonight's episode, when they get into the room from the honeymoon and they're sitting on the bed, he still doesn't make good eye contact when he talks to her.
Okay.
And I just find that to be weird.
There's some you people who are not somebody. Good at eye contact.
I get it. That's not my problem. My okay. problem is you're on TV, you got married to somebody, look her in the eyes and be able to talk to her. Mm-hmm. But he just really.
He's a man child. Okay. He doesn't know that part.
Yeah. Yeah. He just really doesn't. But then just his immaturity, you know, I'm tired. I just hope she wants to go to sleep. But, you know, if she wants to do other things, I think I could muster up some energy. Get out of here.
Have you never been tired? Like, phew, girl, at least give me a couple minutes and whip me up about 30 minutes later. See what I did there?
I did see what you did there.
You know, the thing about it is I get him in that space of like, look, I'm tired. Because think about it, everybody else is going in like, well, you know, I'm ready to go knock these draws down. And he's just like, you know what? I'm fine if she doesn't want to. I'm tired. It's been a long day. I had to meet all her friends. I had to think about them 422 dogs. Probably had to dodge some. You know, okay, we'll leave that out of the party. But, you know, you just got to kind of just feel like he is tired. I'm fine with that. I have no problem with him saying I'm good and do something different. Like, let's just go to sleep. We can cuddle, and that's good. I thought it was cute. Fell asleep, cuddled up on his chest. I'm like, oh, first night.
I thought that was like nice, that. Too, but follow the pattern. Oh. When the guys first got together for their first time, what did Eris say? When's the last time y'all had sex? I have 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, I'm awesome.
He's then, still tired from that.
Wedding day, what did he tell his boys? Get on your knees. What? You're seeing a pattern of his immaturity.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm saying is I'm not knocking the fact that you're tired and you don't want to have sex on your honeymoon or any night of the week. But don't look in the camera and be like, you know, I'm tired, but if she wants some of this, I'm sure I could muster the energy, ladies, for when I'm off this show.
You know, I think Sherry agrees because she says Eric's accent thinks like a teenager in some ways. I mean, as you bring it out, I think I'm like, I can see why you say that, but I mean, really though?
Looks like he smells like Axe body spray. I mean, he's just a teenager. He's a boy.
Well, I mean, you know, the childish things, I never understand why they try to have these guys say these childish things to their friends when they talk about the first night, you know, the wedding night. I'm like, why? Because we would never have this kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. If we were on the show and they're like, all right, now, Yanni, Tel just said I do, and you've got to ask him what they're going to do that night. No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to cut me out of this scene because I'm not going to ask that. Because if somebody else is like, hey, so Terrell, y'all going to shut up. It's none of your damn business. Leave it. Stay out of that. They'd have to cut me out. Like, you know what? We need you over here, sir, so that somebody else could ask you that question because we do not believe in that kind of nonsense.
Right. No, I mean, he's just a child. So they sleep. She cuddles up in his armpit all night. And then the next day, breakfast comes. And my boy says, oh, you got that swine.
Yeah,
man, I tell you, I will punch somebody in the face if you look across my plate and call it swine. I'm like, this is bacon and it's delicious.
Yeah, but then how about after he tries to throw that shade in there and is like, no, it smells good. And, you know, makes me remember the days that when I used to eat it. Go ahead and you eat it. And I am.
Because it's condescending when you say, oh, you eat swine. It's condescending. So stop that. Eris X or whatever your name is. Don't even try to come in here with that.
It does come off that way. The thing that really got me too, though, is when they go meet the families, right?
Yep.
And the cousin, as we found out, you know, the play cousin that he has, what's her name? Falina. She just comes off jealous as hell. Or am I reading this wrong? Because I don't see just, oh, she's looking out for him. I read jealous as hell, and this should have been me across the aisle from him.
You know, I don't see jealousy. What I do see is she keeps it 100 at all times, and you need somebody like that in your camp. She calls him out for his bullshit, and she's calling Kirsten out for what she sees as hers. And so I'm like, well, she's not, I mean, her attitude is kind of stank, but I think she knows Eris and she's just like, this is totally not going to work. Why are we doing this? So I don't look at her as being jealous.
Yeah. Well, you know, it came off crazy. I think that's why I think it comes off as jealous too, because she had a problem with the fact that Jasmine had an answer to every question she asked her. Like, okay, I think I'm going to stump her. I'm going to ask her, well, why are you here on the show? And she's got an answer. Well, what made you think that this would work? And she has another answer. And it's like, Well, you know, it just feels like you're so prepared, like you're on a pageant. Okay, she's done pageants, so she knows how to think on her feet. But you know who else knows how to think on their feet? People.
Okay, people do know how to think on their feet, but here's the difference. You have people that go to job interviews, and before mm-hmm. they go to the interview, they're prepared. If someone were to ask them, what are your two strengths and what's your biggest weakness? They already have that in their back pocket. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to answer that question. And so I'm sure other people have asked her the same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't mind his cousin being skeptical of her answers. And I'm glad she called it out, because that lets Jasmine know that, hey, I may be coming across rehearsed and it's not my intent, but I got to make sure I'm being 100% real with this person.
Like Ms. Frazier said, the cousin just wasn't smart enough to outwit Jasmine, and she felt a kind of way, you know, about it. And then like even here, you see Celery said, I see a bit of jealousy on her part. Agree with Yanni that she was rude when Jasmine just had a great answer. Exactly.
Could have been great. I mean, I get it. I thought it was valid to ask the question about the 7-month gap.
It was
of living with somebody valid. Being, yes. And that was a 4-year relationship, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. to 7 months, you're going to marry somebody. Mm-hmm. So I think it was great that she asked the tough questions, because you look at a lot of the other families, they're asking a lot of surface level stuff.
Yeah.
But she's just kind of like, no, I'm coming straight for the meat and potatoes of this conversation. And I respect that.
I agree with you. That question, the seven months. But again, that's where she got it, because she goes, well, and how many times, Terrell, let's be honest, how many times have you heard a woman say this? Well, you know, by the time we break up, that's just the breakup date. We've already broken up months before that, because women will break up with you and be there with you every single day and be checked out.
I agree with that. I think men do it too. Mm-hmm. Like when a man has the conversation that I want to break up, he broke up with you weeks ago, mm-hmm. mentally. Now he's just letting you know, because he's right. Talked it through himself. He's figured it out. Unfortunately, what a lot of men do is they don't talk to the partner and say, hey, I'm having some doubts about us. Can we mm-hmm. talk? He just processes this like, yeah, this is not working out. Now I got to call her and let her know. I think women do the same, that they're going through the motions. They're living together, having dinner, going through the motions, but emotionally they're not there. Mm-hmm. And they've already emotionally and mentally have checked out. Now they're just ready to finally actually leave. So I believe that could be true.
And I think that the length of time as to how long it's been since the last relationship, it varies person to person. And you don't know what the relationship was like. That relationship could have been so bad. She had mentally broken up 2 years ago. So you can't even really in that mind space, right? Because you never know. Sometimes it's easy to get over. Because I would think 7 months sounds short too, but I can see how it probably is just enough time. Nikki B says Eris's lack of eye contact would make me hurt him. So she agrees with you in the space of like, yo, look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
And I notice C. Graham is talking about the fact that Jasmine had to get up and go get the breakfast. Here, Jasmine offered. Every other woman on that show was like, well, are you going to go get it? Jazz was like, I got it. It's not like he was like, excuse me, woman. It's not like when he made her feed him grapes in the bathtub. That was kind of awkward to watch.
He didn't make her. She chose.
No, because think about how awkward that was. He's like, you can feed me grapes. No, now. Like, go get the damn grapes. I am sitting in this tub with no water, and you feed me my grapes until I tell you, okay, just one more. That's fine. All right, that's good.
She could easily say, Joe Rogan, please. I'm not bringing you no grapes.
You get your own damn grapes. Facts. She definitely could have. I think there are going to be a couple of Rogan, please, is flying through in this next relationship. Clint and Gina. You know, it's interesting. The first thing I notice about this is because on last week's after party, I think we were told, because again, we jump on right after the show, so we don't get to watch the after party, but we're told that she said she wasn't initially attracted, that Gina wasn't initially attracted to Clint, right? Mm-hmm. But all she keeps saying through this episode until she finally gets to his family the next day is, oh, she's happy. She's attracted to him. It seems this, it seems that. What am I missing here? Because is she just, who is she lying to? Is she lying to everybody at the show? Because this is obviously way after the entire experiment's over, and she's trying to save a little face, knowing of the stuff she said after, or what? What was it? Who's lying here?
She's lying to herself. That's what it boils down to. She's lying to herself. She did say on After Party that she was initially attracted to Clint. And then she told his family and friends, oh, he's hot. You don't think so?
Yes.
But she can't tell them, well, you know, he's cool. We shall see, you know. She can't really do that, but I think she's lying. She's not all that into him. I think he's probably more physically attracted to her. Mm-hmm. Until she tells him she doesn't find him attractive, then I'm sure that's when he's going to act an ass. But I just laughed because Clint was, he was ready to be bad about it. Honeymoon night. He was down. Not honeymoon night, the wedding night. He was ready.
You know that, because remember, he was, you know, 65. He was ready to make that a 66, you know, because he's so quick to tell us how many. Listen here, old man. And you got to call him old man because you're bragging about the wrong stuff. Okay, yeah. First of all. And that's not a number to be over there talking. Now, if you had said two, we'd be like, that's impressive. At a man of your age, that's impressive. 65? No, sir. That's not impressive.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, he was ready to be down for it. You know, when they woke up that morning having breakfast, mm-hmm. And Gina's talking about like how she plans her day, whatever. To me, everything about Gina revolves around work.
Yeah.
And I think which is true. But I think everything about Clint revolves around things he wants to do after work. And so I think that's going to be the challenge for those two, because every time she talks, it's about her business, about this, being a leader, mm-hmm. all these different things. And you don't hear Clint say much about his day-to-day 9-to-5.
Yeah. It's because remember, I think when they first got married, that's all she would talk about. And you can see it in his face, like, is there anything else besides work? Like,
right.
you're not impressing me with this. It's really interesting, I think, going to see how that plays out. I do think his ego is big enough. And you talked about his intellectual ego. And we're going to see that get smashed and him come back and really go at her in another way. I loved his honesty, though. That wedding night. He gets in there and goes, he's like, yeah, do you need some help? Yes. I literally have no idea how this thing works. I'm like, that rather than going there and just mess the whole thing up, just like, look, I have no idea what I'm doing. Let me just tell you that right now. I like that honesty. And that takes a lot more than the people who go back there and rip that dress apart, not knowing what they're doing.
I can totally relate. I mean, some of these outfits are weird. I'm 48. Every now and then there's a bra where I'm just like, what is this? How do I turn a light on? Oh, okay. You got
it. Is there remote control?
You got to push down to the left and then up. Got it.
Where I think he starts checking out, though, is where I got to go, Gina. They just told you and you just read you're going to Jamaica. Why the hell did you think those were Bahama flags? Even if you don't know what the flags are, what? Gina.
I laughed when I saw that because I was like, and I knew you and your heritage would be pissed. You'd be like, did you just
say? It's just the common sense for me. And that's where he's probably just going to really check out and really try to attack her in that space. Because think about that. We literally just read, you're going to Jamaica. Oh, what are these? Bahamas flags? How do the two even correlate? Oh, I know what it is. Because Bahamas is just, you know, an island on Jamaica.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to do it right. Oh, what are these? Bahamas flags? The mouth open.
You know, you mentioned the similarities, and Gina's sister-in-law saw that red flag immediately in the fact that they're the same person, right? And I see people having a couple of things in there, like Miss Frazier, who says, throw Gina and Clint both away. that he would probably act differently. See, Tara G says he would behave differently if he's attracted to her. He's just not that into her.
No, I don't think that he even has an issue with the fact that she has her own business. Mm-hmm. I think the problem that he has is every conversation about Clint is not about his work. Mm-hmm. It's about what he does outside of work. And I think that's what's lacking from Gina, is that she doesn't have much conversation about her life outside of work. But that's where Clint lives, you know? So I think that's the issue.
You know, Kevin, thankfully there's not an extra K in there, had a good answer. Says, this is how we're promoting the salon. It could be.
It could be. Mm-hmm. Come on my show and look like this. Your salon's the Joker salon where you get permanent open mouth smile. I'm wrong for that. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Gina.
Okay. Don't apologize now. Chris and Nicole, you know, this was an interesting episode with these two right here, man. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cute because Chris is really smitten with Nicole.
Yes, he is.
And I mean, you could just tell that he is just all head over heels. Mm-hmm. And I think the emotional, what she's been lacking emotionally from other relationships, she's probably gotten more in 24 hours being around Chris than she has any relationship that she's been in. Mm-hmm. So I think they're cute. Now, their interactions with the families the next day, mm-hmm, is what I thought was the most interesting part.
Yeah. So the question I have is, why are all the families on this season of Married at First Sight thinking that the white men are all serial killers? Okay. You know, I'm offended for these white men. Okay. I am super offended for these white men because, you know, remember Dominique's mom was like, well, he seems nice, but you know, Jeffrey Dahmer was nice. And then here comes her, Nicole's dad, saying the same thing about Chris. Like, yeah, he seems nice, but you know, serial killers usually are. I'm like, what is up with this white man hate on the show?
Well, I don't know. I have no words for that one. I don't know.
Wait till Dom drops hers.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think it's odd that there's all these reference to murders and serial killers. Yes. I do think that's weird. Mm-hmm. But the question that bothered me the most from Nicole's family, do you think you're ready to be a husband?
I'm on the
who does? Bro. How can anybody answer that question? Yes, I'm ready to be a husband. I'm ready to be something I've never been.
Yeah.
It's one thing, I'm ready to try my best. Mm-hmm. But then isn't her dad divorced too? So it's like, wait, you were a husband. Didn't work out. Well, so
didn't her dad also go like, here, she yours now.
Yeah.
Immediately as he got to the altar. Like, he was so happy to get rid of her. Now you want to show some concern? What, did production have a talk with you after? You know, it's like, seriously, man, I'm not sure why that question is always asked. Are you ready? I'm on the show, right? Now, I know there are some people that come on the show. Do you think the people that come on the show that are not ready to be married are going to say, you know what? You're right. I'm probably not ready for this. No, they're going to tell you what you're supposed to want to hear.
Well, you're going to say, I'm ready to try. I can't say I'm ready because I don't know. I can't say I'm ready to do something I've never done. Mm-hmm. But I'm willing to give it my all. But I just find it as a very loaded question to ask somebody. Yes. Are you ready to be a wife? Well, what does that mean to you? Yeah. And notice that they don't ask the women that.
I was about to say, you know, that's where you should throw it back and like, well, is she ready? Because I know I'm here, but is she ready? That's the real question.
I'd have been like, are you ready to be a father-in-law?
Are you ready to be a grandpappy?
Yeah.
Because we about to get it popping. Matter of fact, after last night, you might be one now. You just don't know.
Right, right. I can count on 9.5 fingers how many times I'm going to have sex with your daughter.
Leave that man alone.
I'm sorry. See? This is what happens when you let me drink for 30 minutes.
You're an adult. You're not heiress. You know, one of the things that popped up to me first, though, think about it. When they woke up the next morning, right? Well, let's enjoy this time without the dog hair in the bed. Ugh. Okay? Ugh. Push the tea. Ugh. All right? Are you serious? Hell no. If you let your dog sleep in your bed, it's even climb in your bed. What is wrong with you? Come. I don't get this. The people who are trying to give me hell for, oh, Yanni, we get it. You don't like dogs. Sheesh. I'm like, yes. And you better not have them in a damn bed either. My wife doesn't even have to file for divorce. She just got to get a dog and I come home and the dog's sleeping in the bed. I'm like, all right, I'm out.
No, sorry.
Packing up my PlayStation and I'm going.
I don't need dogs in the bed, but I love dogs way more than you do. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Well, yes, but hell of a lot more.
Okay. So they do the whole meet the other families deal. And then when they get ready to pack up, excuse me, to go to Jamaica, mm-hmm. I'm like, Chris, if a woman tells you, hey, so you think we're going to have sex on our honeymoon in Jamaica? The answer is yes.
No,
it's always yes. You give me, well, I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got nervous when she brought that up. And, you know, she was ready to put it on him. Like, here's the thing. And we noticed from what her mom said. If he had made a move on the wedding night, they would have got it in. Okay, plain and simple. All he had to do was make the move. She was ready. So on the honeymoon, she's like, no. We're in Jamaica, it's on. Plain and simple. We're not coming back off this honeymoon without, you know, taking this thing for a test drive. He was scared, though.
Yeah. She's like, you gonna clap these cheeks or what?
Yeah, put in some work.
He didn't know what to say.
he had no idea. It's like Shante says, Chris isn't ready. No, he's not. You know, everybody's waiting for that BDR to come out about Chris because Nicole's going to tell it. You know she's going. And that's probably why he's nervous. He's like, because look, any man on any given night can have a bad night. But not every man is going to get that told to the entire crew. you okay over there? Yeah. A bad night could happen. And we know this, but she going to tell it.
I'm laughing at myself because maybe I am the asshole of the two of us. Because in my mind, it's like, so about honeymoon, remember I told you about my finger? Well, look at here. I'm sorry. This is why I'm not allowed in churches, because it's just
that would be he says pineapples. That would have been an issue if he was married to Kirsten. He's like, nope. It's only 5.5 inches.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I know I'm wrong for that. I'm sorry.
Why did Raven call a Snooki from Jersey Shore? I can see it. I had to put this comment up there because I can't unsee it. And now neither will you. All I can see is Snooki, you know, falling, walking across that beach drunk and falling face first. And it thinks Snooki's a mom right now.
And y'all commenting, yeah, I know I'm not right. I apologize. Pray for me. That's all you can do, I guess. It's just...
Yeah, you know, as just happened to go through some of these, because it's going to be an interesting rest of the season, right? But I saw this comment here from Kevin. Said Eric said on the after part of his type is thick and athletic. Dom is thick and athletic. This is a great, observation right here, because remember, somebody supposedly hit on somebody else's spouse in this thing, and we know Dom is involved in something coming up. What is it?
I don't know. What I'm trying to do is avoid all the different type of spoilers that are out there. I'm avoiding mm-hmm. Reddit. I don't want to know, mm-hmm. which is another reason I don't really like watching the after party, because I feel like it gives me different insight that skews my opinion from the regular show.
Mm-hmm.
But if Eris were to get with a Dominic, he's just going to like walk all over and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not going to be somebody that's going to make him commit.
Right. No, that's true. That is true. That is very true. Ravine says, Terrell, don't change. We appreciate you. Don't worry.
I appreciate you back.
He won't. Trust me.
No.
I've known him way too long. He won't.
This is me.
Like, I'm surprised you didn't say this too. You know, because from Sherry B says she was going to Bahamas and she was going to Jamaica. Like, Kirsten has a master's and
yes, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Oh my God, man. We love you guys. We appreciate you always checking us out. Because you know what? You make this fun. And just look at how much fun Terrell is having. You know this means he's coming back for season 17. You can see it already. Look at him. He sat around for 34 minutes. This was a test.
Sat around here drinking, waiting for you. Calling, texting. And I was like, okay, what if I went down the whole rabbit hole? What if someone broke in? Yeah. I wonder if Yanni put up a fight. How'd he do?
Yo, speaking of fight, interesting flight. I was traveling yesterday, and you know, interesting flight. We'll talk about that on episode 119, which will drop on Monday. But man, I thought I wasn't gonna get here till till today or even tomorrow, the way this thing was going. But man, don't forget we're back here. Matter of fact, Friday night, we've got Ready to Love. We'll be doing that at 9:30, 8:30 Central. And of course, episode 119 Monday night. Then of course, next Wednesday, right back here, 10:15, 9:15 Central for the Married at First Sight season 16 Nashville recap. And what does Robin say? If you can't accept Terrell at his worst, you don't deserve him at his best.
See? Robin, you get me.
Robin, there's no best. It's just him. There's no worst. There's no best. This is just him.
Robin gets me. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.